Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. You got to rejoice in the moments of your life. Stand in the liberty. I was thinking about actually changing the beginning of this thing. You got to stand. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. You are free from the bondage. You are free from the carnal thought. When Adam transgressed against God, we lost the connection to God. But when Christ died for us, we gained that. It's called the reconciliation, but we got that reconnection back, and you have the Holy Spirit. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. And it's not just that you're free from the law, you're free from your mind. To stand in the liberty that God has for us, that Christ died for, is to stand without fear. There is not fear in love, but perfect fear it casteth out fear, or perfect love it casteth out fear. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory, the expectation of future good of the coming. To stand in that liberty is to be free from fear. And I was reading today, and again, this is kind of a new thing for me because I always thought it had to do with the freedom of the law. Like you're righteous in God's eyes. You're an aroma of Christ to God. You're free. You're righteous. You are upright no matter what you do. But the liberty that we have as believers, the liberty you have as believing in the name of Jesus Christ is the freedom from your mind, freedom from those thoughts. I woke up this morning, you know, freaking out again. Freaking out, the pressure is up in our business with finances. Now you can choose to sit there and you can choose to dwell in that, or you can choose to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And you put on what the word says. I'm gonna start off with Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. It says, the light of the eye, or the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single or clear, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and riches or mammon. The thing is that wherever your sight is, you can't produce two things. So you got to choose in life what you think on. I don't know where the verse is where it talks about the well. You know, you can't pour out oil and water. It's one or the other. And you can choose. That's what Christ died for, the liberty to choose. You can choose to put the word on. You can choose to walk in the Spirit, which is the life, which is life. Or you could choose to walk in the carnal nature and put on whatever it is that's revolving in your mind that's negative. If you jump over to verse 34, it says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And this is a verse that I put on all the time. Right now, again, we're going through financial struggle, financial pressure, but we have the money right now for what we need right now. In fact, we have, you know, we're set up. I'm not like free. I mean, if, in the long run, like I'm not losing it, but I still think about it. Like, oh, we're starting to go into our own line of credit. I'm starting to freak out about it. But what does this say? You have the money today for me in this verse. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's enough going on today than to freak out about what's going on tomorrow. God has all this stuff for you. He talks about it. We have the word, the spoken word of the reconnection or the reconciliation. You have God's inner thoughts towards the reconnection. The thoughts that God has towards us, you have in your heart right now. It's whether or not you put on the Spirit and you have the choice. That's what's so beautiful about God. He gives you the choice. Now, I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Are you rejoicing? Are you blessed? Are you delighted? Are you pleased? Are you freaking out? You have the choice. Rejoice. That's what God says to do. Because he's taking care of you. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be anxious for not one thing. It's a choice not to be anxious. It's a choice not to be freaked out. You rejoice. You pray about it. How do you get rid of it? But in everything, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God. It's not meek. It's not like a little mouse. Declare them and keep on praying. Let your eye be single on the things that matter. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray, you never pray to Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it's going to happen. Again, this is all biblical. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. Again, I pray for the finances and for sales. You continually just dump them on us. And yeah, I can just feel comfortable in that. I thank you for your word and what it provides and the verses that I can put on to kind of remove everything and that I can go to at any point. I thank you for your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them. If there's anything that they need, that you just put it on their heart to pray for. And I just thank you for the ability that you give us in the name of Jesus Christ and what he died for. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.